Today we're going to be learning Sota Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. We are holding on Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. We are at E Bayaluhu. The Gemara is about to, we're well into the page on Chaf Hey Amud Aleph, actually. We are, 10 lines into the very wide lines, about maybe 8 lines into the very wide lines. First word in line is Emasa, and we are at E Bayaluhu. So says the Gemara following Suffolk. E Bayaluhu. Overis Aldas Verata Bal Lekaima. Let's say a woman is overis haldas. She does things that are against our religion, but the husband wants to stay married to her. He's not interested in divorcing her. So is he allowed to continue being married to her or not? Do we assume that the Torah is not mechayev a husband to divorce his wife unless he has problems with her? Like by the Sota, it says v'kinei yisishto, that only if he has a problem with it. And over here, the Baal is not makbid, he doesn't care, so maybe he doesn't have to divorce her. Or maybe no, when it comes to the chiv to divorce her, that's not tali in his hakpada. It's just the drinking of the meisota that's tali in the hakpada. So it could be that even if he's not makbid, he has to divorce her. So it says Gemara Tashma, will bring a raya from the Mishnah. The following people, Bezin does kinoy on their behalf because they're unable to do it. Mish and Ischarish Ba'alov, the husband became a cherish, onishtat, or he became a shota, or he was locked up in jail, where he's unable to do the kinoy, so Bezin will do it for him. The Amrit Ratzabal Kaima Makaima, Avdi Bezin Midi Dilmal and Nichle Labal. But if you're going to say the husband always retains the option to be able to stay with her, how could Bezin do something that the husband might not be interested in? Normally, you're allowed to be zachen l'adam shelo b'fanav, but you're not allowed to be chaven l'adam shelo b'fanav. You're not allowed to do something against a person's will or that the person is not going to be interested. So it says, Mar stama de milsa, kevan do vera saldasi, mina nicha lei. That we assume that most people, when she's a vera saldas, would prefer a kinui. You don't have to be choshesh that he's one of the rare people that is not going to be makbid about such a thing. So Gemara raises another shaila, ibayilu. Even if you say that an overis aldas all depends on the husband's desire, bal shemachal al kinuyo, kinuyo machal oino machal. Let's say the husband already did a kinui, but now he's changing his mind, and he wants to be mochel the previous kinui. Do we assume that the mechila works, or that it doesn't work? Mi amrina b'kinui de bal talarachmana u bal ha-machale le kinuyo. Do we assume that it all depends on the husband doing a kinoy, and meaning the husband actually being continuously being jealous and being upset about it? In which case, that is no longer the case. He has given up his kinoy. Or do we say no? Once the kinoy is done, there's no backseas. He can't undo a kinoy. So says the Gemara. Tashma will bring a raya. From the mission of Elisha Bezin Mekan Lahan. Following people, Bezin will do the kinoy on behalf of the husband. Mishan is Charish Bailo, Nishtato, Shoyachavish Beis Asurin, but Viamrit Baal Shemachal al kinoy, or kinoy machal, Avdin Midi Dasi Baal, Machalay. If you're going to say that the husband has the ability to be mochel kinui, would Bezdin do something that the husband could just come and undo afterwards by being mochel? That would be a zilzel to Bezdin, that he's going to come and undo whatever they've accomplished. Says Gemara, no, we're not concerned that he's going to undo it. He may retain the right to undo it, but stama de milsa ademaskam al das Bezdin. Most of the time, he's going to agree with what Bezdin has done. Says Gemara, Tashma, I'll bring you another raya. We learned in the Mishnah and Dav Zayin that we give two Tamilicham to accompany them on the road, because when he bring her to Yerushalayim, we have to be concerned that maybe he's going to be boil her on the road, and since she's usher to him after the stira, the water's not going to work, the meisota is not going to work if he's boil her, and it will turn out that we erase the Shem Hashem for nothing. So we need people to accompany them to make sure that they don't sleep together. But if you say that a husband is mochel in the kinoy, if the mechila works, then what's the concern that he's going to sleep with her? Let him just be mochel the kinoy, and he'll be boel her. And there wouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't be an iser. So Gemara says, now, even if he's able to be mochel the kinoy, you still need the two tamilicham to accompany them to tell him that he should be boel her beheter and not be iser, that he's got to first be mochel the kinoy before he's boel her. And in fact, from the Mishnah itself, you see that he's able to be bold her beheter, because Maishan Tamid Chachamim, why else would we need to send Tamid Chachamim along with them? To Gemiri, to Yibay Lemival, Amri Le, Achle, Lekinuch Ubala. Meaning, the only Tamid Chachamim would be familiar enough with the halachos to be able to tell him, look, you want to be bold her, that's fine, but you have to be Mochel your Kinoi first. Any two fools could go with them and just say, don't have Bia, but it takes Tamid Chachamim to know the halacha that he can have bia as long as he's willing to be mochel. So Toshima, the Gemara says another raya. Dam Rabbi Yoshia, Shlosha Dvarim Sachli Zira, Me Anshi Yerushalayim. Bal Shemachal Kinuyo, Kinuyo Machal. Zira taught me three things. Number one, that a husband has the ability to be mochel as Kinuy. Number two, Vizakin Mamre, Yazakin Mamre, who normally is Chayiv Chenek, Sharatsu Bezin Limchalo, Mochelov. Bezin wants to be mochel and they can be mochelim. And the third thing is a Ben Sarah Mora, Sharatsu Avim Limchalo, Mochelov. You have a Ben Sarah Mora and his parents are interested in being mochelim so that he's not going to be Chayiv Skila. They have the ability to do that as well. Shabasi, it's a Chavir Shabbatarum. Al Shnayim Hodili, Val Zokin Mamre Lo Hodili. And when I came to my colleagues in the Durham in the south, they agreed to me in two out of these three halachos, but not about the Zokin Mamre. Shlo Yirbu Machlokas B'Yisrael, we cannot let a Zokin Mamre slide, because we cannot have extra Machlokos in Klal Yisrael, then the Torah is going to appear like two Torahs, so it would be terrible. Shmamina, Baal Shemachal Kinu Kinu Machal, Shmamina. But you do see that the husband does have the ability to be Mochel his kinui. So that does seem to resolve the issue, because this was accepted by everybody that the husband has the ability to be mochel his kinui. So two main points. One main point is the Gemara raised a shaila that I don't think it resolved, right? A shaila, if the husband is allowed to stay married to the woman even after she's overas aldas. Unresolved. And then the Gemara raised the shaila and did resolve whether a husband is allowed to be mochel as kinoi. And the answer is yes, he is allowed to be mochel as kinoi. So now the Gemara explains. The Gemara, pligi bar rav acha veravina. Chadamar kodem stira, machul laachar stira eno machul. Vechadamar laachar stira nami machul. Umestavar kamandi amar eno machul. It's a machlokas whether he can still be mochel after the stira is already done, after the stira is already over. And we paskin, we say it's more mestavar to assume that he cannot be mochel once the stira is already done. So says the Gemara, "Mi mai? How do I know that you can't be mochel once the stira is already done? Mitakama hadri rabbanan, from the fact that the rabbanan respond, the Rabbi Yossi. It's from their response to Rabbi Yossi that we see that once stira is done, mechila can no longer work. Why? What's the conversation with Rabbi Yossi and the rabbanan? Titania, we have a brisa on Dav Zayna Amar Aleph that according to the rabbanan, based in the city where they live, send two talmidei chachamim to accompany the husband and the wife in order to guard them because they're worried that they're going to be bold each other on the road. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi says, nah, you don't have to send two Tamei Chamim. Bala Neman Aleha. We trust him, he's not going to be Bolher. Mikal V'chomer. Uman, Nida Shibakaris Bala Neman Aleha. If every married couple when a woman is a Nida, which is a very severe insertiness of kares, and yet we still trust the husband, sota, shibalav, lo kolshkein, a sota, which is just a regular lo sase, of course we're going to trust the husband. So Amalav, the Chama said back, lo, marta benita, shkein yesh la heter, tomar be sota, shein la heter. Nah, you can't compare a nida and a husband being trusted with his wife who's a nida, and in the case of a sota, yeah, you could trust him with a nida, because by a nida, they're going to be mutter again. So he'll be able to control himself because it's something that's going to be mutter after time. It's what we call, he has pas pesalo. He knows that she's going to be mutter. But by sota, she'll always be usher to him. So v'yamrit achar stira machla, but if you hold that he always has the ability to be mochel even after stira, what do you mean she'll always be usher to him? Mishkachas la di yesh la heter. It could be that even by sota, she can become mutter to him again. Di by machle l'kinuye ba. Because if he wants, he could just be mochel the kinui and be bol her. Ela shmamina lachar stira ina mochel shmamina. So you see from there clearly that after stira, it's too late to be mochel. So we'll stop there. So the last main point is, even though the husband could be mochel his kinui, he cannot be mochel the kinoi after the stira. Once the stira is done, he cannot be mochel the kinoi. Why not? Because if he were, then it would be considered pas pesalo. It would be considered something that we can trust him about, like nida. But it's not. We can't trust him about it because she will never become mutter to him. So, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the very bottom of Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph.